A snowstorm has exited out of the central plains but continues across portions of the Midwest today and will likely see it prevail throughout a big part of the day. We're expecting to see snow and blowing snow occur across many areas, and total snow accumulations are still expected to run in that 3 to 10 inch range across a big part of the Midwest. We've already seen some impressive snows. Some locations out in portions of Missouri and eastern Kansas reached up to a foot last night, and there may be some pockets of greater totals in a few locations. The snowfall is just part of this particular storm system. We also saw some significant rain occur across parts of Kentucky and some of the immediate neighboring areas in the Ohio River Basin, with moisture totals running 1 to 2 inches. The storm system itself will be followed by bitter cold temperatures, and we are expecting that to take place as we move through the night tonight and continuing tomorrow. In fact, it may be sometime over the weekend before we start to allow for some moderation in the temperatures. We'll expect to see temperatures to drop down into the positive and negative single-digit readings in quite a few areas in the western Corn Belt tonight, with negative teens possible as far south as Nebraska, and portions of Iowa up close to the Canada border will see some extremes getting down to some negative 20s. In the eastern Midwest, won't be quite so cold tonight because we'll still have cloud cover and some light snowfall still lingering in some locations, but come Friday morning, the temperatures in the eastern Midwest will be bitterly cold as well, with sub-zero readings down into portions of Indiana and central Illinois once again. And we'll expect to see the cold air finally trying to abate as we move forward through the weekend into early next week. In fact, temperatures should come back into a more seasonable range. But until that happens, we will be anywhere from 20 to 40 degrees below normal for this time of the year, and especially in the western Corn Belt. That is incredibly cold for this time of the year. We will experience the warm-up as we go into next week. The temperatures will be, like I said, more seasonable. We do have a couple of smaller storm systems that will impact portions of the Midwest. The first one will occur this weekend, with a dusting upwards to 2 or 3 inches of snow occurring across areas from South Dakota and Iowa into Michigan and Ohio. There could be some local pockets of 3 or 4 inch accumulations in some of that region. And outside of that, it looks like the focus of attention in the marketplace continues to be in South America. Argentina will see abundance of rain along with Uruguay, especially extending into portions of central sections of the summer crop country. It looks like Brazil will see net drying conditions over the next several days, 10 days worth of it, in fact, and will probably experience temperatures that are slightly warmer biased in portions of Brazil to accelerate drying rates and raise some crop stress across portions of the country. The outlook continues to be this way for 10 days, with an opportunity for some relief coming up as we move into the second half of February. Until then, the crop stress may be high enough that a little bit of yield and quality may be shaved off of the soybeans, and there's a lot of concern about second season corn development across that country. The second season crop should be going into the ground now, and if it stays dry like it is, some of that crop may not emerge and establish, and there might even be some farmers that choose not to plant at all. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.